This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When the value of houses and apartments rise, it's good for the owner. That is, unless the property tax bill goes up. But it's hard on renters looking to buy. This morning, we'll get the latest reading on home prices. It'll be for September. In August, the Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 6% year-on-year. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Home prices have been rising more than twice as fast as people's hourly wages, almost three times as fast as consumer prices.
What's happening today is just a lot of scarcity in most places. Builders just aren't putting up enough homes.
Economist Patrick Newport at IHS Market.
It's not like 15 years ago when it was easy credit was driving up. Today, it's the fact that there are just not a lot of houses out there.
Newport says builders complain they can't find enough land or construction workers to increase housing supply in the hottest markets. That's in spite of strong demand from would-be home buyers sick of ever-rising rents. Economist Lawrence Yoon at the National Association of Realtors says these are good times for homeowners, but
losers are people who would like to buy but are getting priced out. That means wider wealth inequality as renters struggle to build wealth without home ownership.
Home ownership in the U.S., now around 64%, is near a 50-year low. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.